the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Jill Croce. Topping our report this hour, the dock workers have reached a tentative deal. That means ports along the east and Gulf Coast, including Port Newark in New Jersey, are reopened. The workers are back on the job today. The two sides agreed to extend the expired contract until January 15th. Governor Murphy is rallying support to lower the voting age for New Jersey school board elections.
Rutgers Newark is hosting an event Saturday for those who want to lower the voting age for school board races. The Vote 16 Youth Summit will run from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. and will equip New Jersey teens with the tools needed to advocate for a younger voting age. A bill sitting in committee would allow 16 and 17-year-olds in New Jersey to vote in their school board elections. Governor Phil Murphy, who has expressed support for the bill, will be at Saturday's summit with Newark Mayor Roz Baraka. Rick Rickman, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey is on pace for 2024 to record another significant decline in the number of drug overdose deaths. Angelo Valente with Partnering for a Drug-Free New Jersey says this is due in part to a number of safeguards in place at the front end so people don't have the opportunity to start on the path toward opioid addiction.
In so many cases, there are non-opioid alternatives available to address acute pain.
Initial opioid prescriptions in New Jersey are limited to 5 days. Former President Obama is hitting the campaign trail for VP Harris starting next week. He'll travel to key battleground states through Election Day, beginning with PA. Polls have shown Harris and former President Donald Trump locked in a tight race in the state. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up about 341 points. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Are we dry this weekend? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Heading into tonight, clouds will thicken up, perhaps a shower in a couple of spots, a low near 60 degrees. And for tomorrow, despite some clouds to start, we will see more sunshine around and a pleasant day and a nice afternoon for any outdoor activities. Temperatures ranging from the mid to upper 70s. Tomorrow night, clear and cool. Lows slipping back into the upper 40s in some spots in the northwest to the upper 50s at the shore. And for Sunday, turning out mostly sunny. Should be a nice day once again for outdoor activities. So if you are heading out to the shore, we are expecting rough surf to develop there through the day on Sunday. Highs generally in the low to mid 70s. A couple of showers returning then for Sunday night and for Monday. Looking dry. Temperatures again in the low to middle 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm meteorologist Matt Bell.
Andover 71, Monroe 73, Seaside Heights 70. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.